guess I'd want to know why you did that. But
right, just wanting to take all the glory. You're doing so much today.
Well, purely because of the stress my state will put me through. No.
Perfect. Here we are, ready for the next episode. Hey guys, no, hi guys. Greetings all. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Things You Can't Touch, a philosophy podcast where we touch on the deeper things of life. And the guest that I have with me today is Belil. Buddy, do you want to say hi to them? You can absolutely introduce yourself, drop your Instagram, your TikTok, whatever.
Hi, my name is Bolu. I'm a first year international management student. And yeah, my Instagram is bolu.adewumi. My TikTok is Bolunese, that's BolueGnese.
Today we're actually going to be talking about philosophy again like we usually do. And Bolu, to what extent are you ready for the question that I have for you?
To a large extent.
Good, oh my gosh, okay, I'm excited. I feel like this question matches you so much. So the question I have for you today is, what is art?
Ooh.
So to you, like, what is art?
Ooh. To me, maybe this is a bit basic, but I genuinely think art is just about self-expression.
Okay.
Because I think there's so many ways that you can express what you're feeling or what you're thinking through art, whether it's dance, drawing, crocheting, anything. Anything that represents you, I think, is art.
So, like, anything creative that expresses, what, does it have to be emotions? Like, does it have to express anything at all?
Ooh.
Or can it just be, like, can this table be art?
Ooh. I would say, I feel like it's just the intent behind it.
Wow.
If someone sat down and like said, okay, I'm going to design this table, not just for function, but also aesthetic and in terms of what I believe looks great,
mm-hmm.
then I'd say art. If they just made it just with the pure intent of, oh, okay, I'm just going to put things on it, then I wouldn't say it's art.
Because in one of my lectures, we were talking about art and the lecturer said that, hold on, you can't make art without an intention, but you can unintentionally make art.
You can unintentionally make art.
Yeah, because you were talking about the intent
yeah.
behind the art, that's what makes art art. But
yeah.
it's like, because basically we were doing African art, which in itself is problematic on many bases. Because you know how, like, for example, the Benin heads, they brought it from Nigeria, they stole it from Nigeria, and they put it in museums, and people are looking at it as it's art. But it's like things like the masks that they use in Yoruba masquerades were not intended to be art. Like they weren't even intended to be looked at. But it's like they're here now in museums for people to look at them as if it's art. So the person who created it didn't intend for it to be art. So can we still call it art?
Oh, that's quite deep.
Yeah.
Then I guess no. Because if you make something and with intention of it being art, then obviously fairs call it art. But if you make something and you don't want it to be art, you just want it to be what it needs to be, then I don't think it's fair in a way for people to be like, okay, this is art, if that's not what you want it to be.
So you're still sticking to the intention
yeah,
of the artist.
Yeah, definite intention.
Okay, that's cool. There's actually a philosopher who said bear with. A philosopher called Leo Tolstoy. I'm going to try to say that again. Leo Tolstoy. Yes, he basically said that the intention of the artist is what is most important when it comes to creating art.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, do you agree with him? Or are there other things that are more important than the intention of the artist?
Oh, I don't know. To me, I think intention's definitely number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard though because you can't like quantify intention, or you can't
exactly.
You can't write it down. It's just from within, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one. You can't see it. You can't write it down. It's just something you yourself know, but others might not know or they might not see it. But as long as you see it,
Cool. So do you think there's like an objective list of qualities that something has to have in order for it to be called art, or is art subjective?
It definitely is. I think it is subjective,
mm-hmm.
but I think intention is really important, or what message you're trying to get across, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I know when I see, especially abstract art, I'm not like, I don't really know much about art. Yeah. So when I see like maybe lines on paper, to me, I'm like, okay, I don't really get it. But if there's actually a meaning behind it and there's intention, okay, why did they draw this line? Why does this line look like this?
Mm.
And I think that could be art.
Mm. I hear that. There was something that crossed my mind. Yeah, so for you, there's one objective rule for art, which is that it has to be intended to be art.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So in that case, can I just call everything art? Because like, what if to me, I intend for this microphone to be art?
Ooh.
Can I just call it art? Like, I intended... Like, you made that jumper.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
She made a jumper. I feel like we should really unpack that notion. So when you made it, did you intend for this to be art, or did you just intend for it to be a jumper, or is that a tautology? Is the jumper not art?
Ooh. When I made it, I think both, because I wanted to make something I could wear, but it's also art in the fact that when I designed it, kind of, I made it fit my body. And I thought about the creative process behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also treat it like art, because I don't really wear it that much, because I'm scared I'm going to damage it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say yes, this is art to me, just because when in the creative process, I was thinking, okay, the intention behind this, I want to show off my personality.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show off what I have to offer. And so, yeah.
So something that's art to you, does that have to be art to me?
No, it's... No, it doesn't.
So what's the point of the concept of having art if we can't objectively like decide on what art is and what art is not?
So no, I think there's something cool about like not fully having a straight definition, or that the definition is unique to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many things in this world I just think we can't fully understand. So art is, I think art is something we just have to accept that like we might not all have the same opinions, just like a lot of things. We don't have the same opinions on it.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it quite cool and quite beautiful, is how unique it is to each person.
But like, we don't all have the same opinions on morality, for example, but there are loads of people that believe that specific things are right and specific things are wrong. So it's like, what's the difference between having a subjective or objective view on art and having a subjective or objective view on morality? Yeah.
Well, I feel like obviously morality is it can get very dangerous very quickly.
Yeah.
Depending on what you believe is moral and not.
Mm-hmm.
With art, I don't think art's meant to be, at least not the art I'm seeing, it's meant to be dangerous in any way.
I hear that.
So I think that's why it's okay to have blurred lines. There's no, like, not straight definitions.
What if person A went to person B and said, "Let's start a war," because I think wars are beautiful and war is art. So like, are they correct to say that, you know, soldiers battling on the battlefield in the trenches is war, or like, not is war, is art, or like, is there something about that you have to say, yeah, that's not art?
Okay, yeah, I think that's when we draw the line. I think when things are getting dangerous in any way, when lives are being put at risk, that's when we have to draw the line, because it should never come to that at all. I think art's meant to be peaceful. At least making it should hopefully be peaceful.
I'm pretty sure there have been situations where art has come out of like injustice and stuff. Like, for example, you know, the statue that they took down in London during 2020. Like, is that art? A statue of a slave owner? Like, it's a statue.
Yeah.
And like, people say statues are art, but it's, but it's like, are all statues art, or is this, or is it what the statue's of that makes it art?
Yeah, I think it's about what it represents. Because to some people who don't care, they're like, yeah, that's art.
Mm-hmm.
But to others who care about the meaning behind it, they wouldn't say that's art. So, I think it just depends on who you are and what you believe in.
Do you think that's right, though? Do you think it's right for people to be able to call something art when it's like, when you're so passionate about it not being art? Because that's a serious injustice. Mm. And it's like, I don't want you to call it art, because to me that's so disrespectful, that's rude.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
I would prefer if people didn't think things like that was art. But I have no way of control. Yeah, I have no way of controlling it.
Yeah.
And it really is just solely opinion based.
Mm.
So I, in an ideal world, you know, people would see those things, they wouldn't like it or wouldn't agree that it's art.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, because it's so subjective, you just have to sadly accept.
Do you think that humans are just, because you know they call us the snowflake generation, do you think that we're just so sensitive about things that that's why we allow things like art to be subjective? Like, don't you think there's actually an objective, like, list of things that is art and an objective list of things that is just not art? Ooh. Or are we, like, are we too, like, what's the word? Are we too lenient on what we allow people to say is art or not?
I don't think we're too lenient. I just think we're, I think as the generations come, our definitions of things just change and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the future, we could go back to having the same mindset as we did, I don't know, maybe in the 1950s or 60s or whatever. I just think it's just about the time we're in, because opinions change, they move forward, they move backwards. So right now, our opinion might be coming towards the left, but in the future, it could turn to something else. I just think it's the time we're in, and this time could pass. I really don't know.
That is perfect, because that literally leads me onto, like, one of the questions that I have, which is, like, does art have to do with time? In a sense that, for example, like, the example that I thought of was that in Egypt, when they were building the pyramids, they were building them, like, as places to store dead bodies. But they never intended for it to be art. But when we go to different places, like, that have... Do different places have pyramids? Was it just Egypt?
I think other countries do as well.
When we go to places with pyramids and stuff, we're like, wow, this is a beautiful piece of art. Like, this is gorgeous. Like, is that because... artwork depends on how long it's been around.
Yeah, I think time helps a lot. I think it's time, but also location, like where you're from. Because for us now, if we went back to, if we saw the pyramids now, us that live here in the UK, we'd be like, whoa, like, as you said, this is amazing. This is art. How did they do this?
Yeah.
Obviously, we went back in time. They didn't agree. So definitely time has a factor, but also where we live. Because we don't see pyramids here in the United Kingdom. So to us, I think what also makes our art is something that we think is kind of almost extraordinary to some people. Like when I see really good paintings and I just wonder how you even did that. I think, well, that's extraordinary. So when I see pyramids, because I don't live in a place that has pyramids, I see it as a really extraordinary thing, and then that can make me think, oh, that's art.
That's another thing, like, is art dependent on its rarity? Like, how rare it is to see it? Is because it's like, there's loads of things, like, even back to the example of the Yoruba masquerades. Back then, they didn't think it was art, like, it was just another thing, like, because, you know, they had the masquerades quite often, so it was like, yeah, it's another masquerade. But because the British people, they'd never seen anything like that before, to them, of course, it's going to be art. That's even similar to how they had never seen gold before until they went to the coast in Ghana. It's like, to the Ghanaians, it wasn't that deep, it's just gold. But because the British were like, wow, gold, I never seen this before, suddenly it has so much value. So it's like, what am I trying to say?
I think
what I'm trying to say is that, can art just be a can of Coke?
Ooh. I think rarity does have an effect, because Coke is so, or just things like that, that you see, that's so readily available, it almost takes away the impact or the meaning.
So art has to be impactful, it has to mean something.
I think to the masses, yes, but to yourself, it might not have to. Because, again, as I said, location, if you go to a different country and you just walk down the street, you can see the houses and think these are art, like the architecture is art. But the people who live there, they just see it as another day. Yeah, like another thing that you see every day. So I think location, rarity as well.
Oh my gosh, something just came into my head and then it left, and I really wanted to say it. So music, art, like poetry, nature, food, colours, things like that are all examples of aesthetic appreciation. So is aesthetic appreciation, like things that can be appreciated aesthetically, the same thing as art, or are they different?
I think slightly different.
Okay.
Just because of what they are. I think art, there's some sort of thought process behind it, kind mm-hmm. of, if that makes sense.
And but isn't there a thought process behind creating food?
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess there is.
And music and poetry.
I guess there is. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've just never thought of it as an art before.
Because, like, they call, like, actors and musicians artists, like, with an E. So it's like, evidently there's something that's similar about all these things that make them the same, but what is it? What is the quality of them that make them so different? And I was thinking about it, and I was just like, because you said that art depends on the intention, but people look at nature and think, wow, that's art. But we don't know the intention of the creator of nature, if there is one, because, you know, that's a whole debate whether God exists or not. That's a conversation for another day. But yeah, then like things like natural things were created naturally. We don't know the creator. It was some people could say it was unintentional, some people could say it was intentional, but like, is its purpose to be art?
Music, yes, and like films, stuff like that, definitely. Nature, that's a different hard story. One. Yeah. Just because, I think just because we'll never know for sure why things are the way they are.
Yeah.
I guess.
So it's hard to conclude as to whether they're art or not. So things like entertainment.
Yeah.
Is that art? Football? The Olympics?
I think I'm biased, I can't lie. So to me, probably not.
Because you hate but football.
Just, yes, that's literally solely because I do not enjoy football at all.
That's even another point in itself. Simply because you hate it, to you that is not art. It's never going to be art. And it can't. And that's because we put art on a specific pedestal. Like, art is something that's just so glamorous.
Yeah.
And it's like something like football. Unless you glamorize it. Unless you glamorize it, you're not going to think it's art. So why can't art be like, I don't know how to describe it, but why can't art be lower tier? Like, why does it have to be up there?
That's a good question.
Why can't art be just like a muddy puddle?
Probably just how it looks, really. I think when we see art, we see things that
are beautiful.
Yeah, or we wish we could have or wish we could do or just and something like a muddy puddle, something so common, something that we don't we look down upon, we're like
I like that line. I like what you just said. When you see art, it's something that you wish you could have or something that you wish you could do. Yeah, so does that mean that art has to be aesthetic? Because it's like there's so many things that people argue on, like one dot on a page is that's like, to me, that's not art. Like, why is there a dot on a page? Whether you intentionally did that dot and you drew it for 12 hours, I don't care. It's a dot on a page. So it's like, where do we draw the line between things that can be art or not? Because I'm not going to allow somebody to walk around and say a dot on a page is art, because it's not.
I know, but you go to a museum and you'll see
a dot on a page. And they'll call it art, and it's like, people are actually paying money to see this dot on a page, and it's like, I could do that in my house.
I mean, our lines are just, everyone's line is just somewhere else. Like, we can't draw a line because there's so, like, we all have different opinions. There's some people who really like the aesthetic of dots on pages, will love it. They will pay so much for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's just to each their own. Depends on the person. Thing. Yeah.
Cool. I watched a video by, what was it called? Crash Course Philosophy, because I don't want anyone to say that I'm stealing any content. So it's like Crash Course Philosophy. I think it was episode either 81 or 82 or 80, the art episode. And there was an example by Arthur Danto called the chained cat example. Basically, there's a chained cat. Okay, cool. There's a statue of a cat on university. And because you know how university students are, you know, I've seen people pick up signs and put them in trolleys and say they're collecting signs. Like, actual, like, huge. you know how uni students are, like, there's a possibility that they can pick up this statue of a cat and go do something stupid with it. So what they did is that they chained the cat to they changed the statue of a cat to, like, a building so that, you know, it can't be moved. But, like, over time, because it's been there for so long, people have now come to see it as the chained cat rather than a statue of a... No, they are saying that it's a statue of a chained cat rather than a chained statue of a cat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you see the difference? Yeah, so it's like, to you, what is it now? Is it still a statue of a cat or is it a chained statue of a cat?
Ooh.
Or was it a statue of a chained cat?
Well, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought the statue was about a cat that was chained up.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I understand why people would see it, but it depends if the uni cares enough to tell them, like, oh, no, this is not what it means. So I think that's quite cool how, like, art can change, like, the meaning of it can change over time.
Oh, so you think that the meaning of the same piece of artwork can change?
Yeah, just solely because the audience has changed and time has passed. I think the meaning has changed. But if the uni wanted them to know the original meaning, they could. But people, I think, would go off of what they see now. Yeah.
So is art, like, the face value? Like, what you see, is that just what the art is? So that if that's how we think about it, then the artist's attention doesn't really matter.
Oh, I guess.
Because now it's contradicting, it's conflicting.
I guess it's a hard one. It just depends what you've made and how people have interpreted it over time.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, I think that the artist's intention will always be important, but we can't help how the meaning has changed over time, if that makes sense. Yeah, but it's a hard one.
Yeah. Something you said earlier that I lost, it's come back now. I was going to ask you, does what art is depend on quantity in terms of if there are 100 people and 90 people say this is art and 10 people say this is not art, does that mean that it is art? Does it depend on how many people agree on whether it's art or not?
No and yes, which is hard. Yes, in terms of obviously, the things you see in museums, the majority of the board or whoever runs the museum will be like, okay, this is good enough to be considered art and to be put in it. So in terms of, like, the commercial, like value of art, but in terms of your own opinions and what you like, no, because some things I might like, many people be like, no, that's rubbish, for example, but I think of it as art. So it just depends on what the art's being used for, if that makes sense.
Can a blank canvas be art?
No.
Why?
It's just plain. Like, no.
So art has to be colourful?
No, like, obviously if you did something on the canvas, I'd be like, okay, fairs. But if it's literally just the canvas, no, because in my opinion, the canvas was made for things to be put on it.
So, because of its purpose, it can't be art.
Yeah, I think it's made solely for, purpose.
So the purpose of this table is to have things on it. Does that mean it can't be art at the same time?
I think it can be art.
So why can't the canvas be art?
No, because about this table, because I'm just looking at it and I see the wood chipping, I see the vision and I like it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Maybe because, again, bias as well. Because I like the design of this table, I can see what they were trying to do with it. Mm. With a blank canvas, there's literally nothing on it. Like,
Something to say, perchance?
Yeah, I can also say as well, though, I feel like with a blank canvas, the function is for something to be put on it. Well, like, at that point, it's almost like there's no creator behind the blank canvas. Obviously, there's a person that made the canvas, but because it's blank, there's no artist behind it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because the table has, like, do you know, it goes beyond its function, like, it looks aesthetic.
I heard about it. I just feel like that's just really biased.
Wow,
there was no intention, so there can be no art. I hear that, but I don't agree.
Why?
Only because you can accept this table as art, but not the blank canvas.
Intentionally to look aesthetic or was made with the intention of being if it was made for its function and not for and it, yeah. It's not art, it's just a blank canvas.
But why can't this just be a table that's supposed to be used to do table things and not be art? Because I just don't understand what the difference is between this table and a blank canvas. Because the same argument you're using is the same argument I can use to say this table is not art.
Mm. Yeah. I see that.
I guess it goes just back to what
Willie
was saying about subjectivity.
Yeah.
Like,
do you want to name any names?
I don't consider their music like art.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as well, some people, you can see with some artists, like the purpose of their music is like, it's art. Like their heart went into that, their mind or their soul, something went into that. And some people just put words on a page and perform it. And that's okay if that's what you're into, but what you're producing is not art. And that's it.
Wow. So that's so interesting. Like, human beings are very interesting in, like, why do you have to have control of what is and what isn't? But, like, in my head, I like objectivity. I like having a list of rules that says what something is and what is not. So it's, like, to think that people can just go around willy-nilly saying this is art, that's not art, this is art, that's not art. It's just, I just feel like it's just a bit not fair.
I get that. I used to be like that. Because I love definite answers.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah, no.
That's so ironic because I literally study philosophy. But
I really like, because like even the subjects I did at A-level, I did maths and chemistry. There's literally one right answer and one wrong answer. And I appreciated that. But I've also come to accept that some things we just never fully understand and fully know. And that's just something I've had to just be like, oh, I have to be okay with. And I think art is one of them. Because we can never fully, like, define this is art, this is not, because someone will turn around and be like, no, I think this is art. So we just have to appreciate how our definitions are different.
Is maths art? Like the numbers, because some people can say, because like, you know, Fibonacci sequence, you know, oh my gosh, what's that, you know, the oh my gosh, there's a shape of life or something. That it's a spiral.
That's wealthy. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And it's like you see that shape in everything.
Nature and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
That's
alive
and stuff like that. So it's like, and that's maths.
Yeah.
So is that art?
Well, purely because of the stress maths A level put me through. No way.
Maths is not
art. No way.
As you
should.
But
I think mathematicians might say it's art.
Are mathematicians artists?
Oh, to
when they're working out all the mathematical discombobulations, like, are they producing art? If like I wrote a math, like working out a maths something, and then they find it like 2,000 years later, do you think they'll consider like that piece of paper and the working out art? Like, is the maths itself art, or is it the concept of pen to paper in a specific order doing a specific thing that is art?
That's a good question.
I just have a lot of questions, really, and
concept,
I'm not really answering any.
I think concept, just cause.
So art is conceptual. Yeah. It's not about the actual things, about like the notion of the art. Okay.
It's hard, especially something like math.
I'm getting somewhere.
That's so formulaic.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was doing my A-level, I did not feel creative in a math lesson. No way. It drained me. But, so, because it just felt repetitive, if that makes sense. But I think if you've been able to come up with something yourself that's maths related, like if you've discovered something, then maybe one could say that's art.
But do you not think that, like, you know, like, realism and stuff, like painting, it's very formulaic, and it's not really, like, an expression of yourself, like, or of, like, an idea, you're just painting what's in front of you, and it's the right way to do it, and it's the right way to do it. Is that not similar? But we still call like paintings that are like
Art.
I feel like even though you're painting something and you want to make it as realistic as possible, some way, somehow, I think your personality will come through, your artistic style. Maybe the way you blend one color, or the way that you slightly draw one eye slightly angled somehow. I don't know. I think there's a way that your personality will come through, if that makes sense. I don't think two artists I don't know, I can't draw, but I, in my head, no one could, two people couldn't draw it exactly, like completely exactly the same.
Mm.
I don't, I think some way, somehow, your personality will come through.
What if two people write the five a different way in the math formula?
Oh, no.
No, but she's right, though.
Yeah, I get this that. I, and I did think about handwriting as well.
Handwriting itself, is that not art? What's the difference? What's the difference? Yeah, but that's just, it's not fair.
Mm.
Because it's like, if I, okay. So if I write in my normal handwriting compared to someone who does calligraphy, why is theirs considered art and mine is just writing?
Probably just aesthetics, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how it looks.
So things have to be aesthetic in order to be art. Because there's a specific like list of things that people say is art, like sculptures, paintings, mosaics.
Mm.
What else do people say is art? Painting, sculptures, mosaics. This is what I'm saying is about to lead somewhere. Yeah. But like let's say painting, sculptures, stuff like that. Would you say all of those things are art? So like every single painting, every single sculpture is art?
To me, no. Like it's solely, I think it just depends on what you produce, why you've produced it.
Because, so back to intention again. Yeah,
definitely. Because I'm not a fan of art museums just because I don't really understand your intention. So to me, I'm just looking at.
But they have words next to them explaining.
I know, but you know, especially the abstract ones. Yeah, sometimes I really just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But so to me, it's not art. But to some other person who really is into that stuff, they'll read it, they'll get it, they'll connect. And they're like, yeah, this is art. So again, just intention, your understanding, really.
Because that was going to lead me on to then ask you, because like if you had said yes, I would say, is a painting of a painting of a painting of a dot art?
I think it's more interesting than the dot itself. But I guess I'd want to know why you did that. But
why did you do that?
Well, it could be. I wouldn't say no, I think it could be. Just want to know why.
Cool, because I want to know where does the art start and where does the art stop? Like, does a painting include its frame, the wall it's on, the building it's in? Like, where does the art stop?
Ooh, maybe it depends on how much creative control you've had in the frame. Because if I was
if you created the frame.
Yeah, if I created the frame, I'd be like, yeah, this is part of it. If I even designed the wall it was on, I'd be like, yeah, this is part of it. But if I didn't, and it was just put in some random museum, then I would say solely just the painting itself.
Mm-hmm. Is paint art before it becomes a painting? Or is it just paint?
I've watched TikToks about like the creation of like paint.
Yeah.
And I think in itself, especially like people who make their own paint and they make their own pigments, I think that's art. I don't know. There's something so creative about it, to know exactly how much yellow. And one could say, oh, it's just, I don't know, a formula, knowing how much yellow and red and blue to put into it. But I think there's something artistic about you making the shade that you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes it, you intended to make this color, you've made this color. I think there's something artistic about making your own paint. But if it's just like a tube of if I was an artist and I made my own paint, I'd be like, yeah, that's art. If
that makes sense. So that means like your painting will extend to the paint as well, not just what the paint is made into.
Yeah,
my gosh,
I think so.
I don't know how to feel.
I just think there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
So many layers.
Okay, let me start from this question. So is there like a non-physical, metaphysical element that's just drifting that makes art art? Because like, let me explain what I mean by that. Because there's something called qualia qualia is something that like, is there, which makes an experience. So it's like that's, it's a conversation for another podcast, but if there's a if there's a girl in a room that's black and white and she's lived there all her life, but she knows everything about colour on paper, but she's never seen colour before.
Mm-hmm.
People argue that she doesn't know what colour is until she's experienced its qualia. Mm. So it's like, is there something like qualia that makes art in the same way that it makes an experience?
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can make up our own word and become philosophers.
That's what I was thinking. Ooh. That's deep. I need to think about.
You can absolutely take your time to think about such a concept.
So what do you want me to answer exactly?
I don't know. It's not necessarily like a question and answer. It's more like a, just what are your thoughts? Do you think that there's a metaphysical thing that all of us are engaging in that allow us to know what art is? Or is it like, is art an emotion? Like, because you know, different things can make people feel angry. In the same way, different things can make people think, yeah, that's art. So is there like, I think that's a conclusion I'm going to come to. Art is an emotion,
yeah,
which is why it can be so subjective.
Yeah.
Did I eat? Yeah. Yes, I've eaten. I need to write this down. I've become a scholar. Art is an emotion.
I think our life experience shapes it a lot about what we produce as art, what we think is art.
Yeah.
I think definitely what we've experienced in our life. And then our headspace as well, what we think and what we believe as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's things beyond us.
That allow us to understand things as art or not.
I think it's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, as you raise your hand.
Because do you know what I think? Yeah, I feel like the reason why art can't be objective, like most things are like emotional and like flexible and not rigid, is who gets to decide, like who gets to define art.
Grandiose in that. Yeah. She's like, she's on the ocean. Right.
It's like an elitist type of Western
Western idea of art. Yeah.
I feel like art has been brought down from like this so elite perception to like now as just everyday people we can define art.
We can define ourselves.
What art is, do you know what I mean?
She ate. Like, I just, damn. This is the first time I feel like I've walked away from a philosophical conversation actually concluding something. The only explanation now is that art just has to be an emotion because we allow emotions to be subjective. So in the same way, art should be subjective. Because initially, when you were like, it's subjective.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, but why? Like, why are we accepting that as an answer for it to be subjective? But it's like, now that I've concluded that it basically is an emotion, which has to be subjective, like it's just subjective. It's allowing me to, you know, feel at ease. I have an answer. Wow, Bolly, this is life changing. This has never happened before. But I do in fact have another question. Quote, rather than the point of creation, the real key moment is when the audience appreciates the work. Do you agree? Like, the real key moment of art becoming art is when the audience appreciates it rather than the point of conception that the art was created at.
I think we'd all love for art to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or at least the people who want to be famous artists, in order to be famous artists, people need to appreciate it. Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be. People don't need to like what you do for you to think. For you to put value to, if that makes sense.
That brings me to my next question.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I just don't want to interrupt you, but the question is so screaming and shouting at my head. Imagine there's an empty room.
Yes.
The artist is in the empty room and they paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever sees that picture. Is that art?
Yeah, I think it depends what they painted, but I think it could be.
But no one's ever going to see it.
And that's absolutely fine.
So to you, art is not contingent upon its appreciation and upon other people seeing it. I feel like that question is kind of reminiscent of if a tree falls in the middle of nowhere, did the tree really fall? So it's like, the painting was painted with the intention for it to be art. So regardless of whether people see it or not, I guess it's just art in the middle of nowhere. Another question that just came into my head. Oh, can someone ever intend to create art and it not be art?
Hmm.
Because we've had a lot of focus on, yeah, if the artist intends for it to be art, then it's absolutely art. But what if, no, like, it's not art. Like, as Elizabeth was saying with the table, not with the table, but with a blank canvas. Mm. If somebody created a blank canvas to be art, but I'm just like, no, that's just a blank canvas.
Then
is it art?
Or? It's still art to the person who made it, but sadly, it just got lost in translation.
Wow, got lost in translation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's all about like you yourself, what you want your stuff to be. Because not everyone's going to understand or not everyone's going to see it as what you want it to see. But it might doesn't mean it changes what it is, if that makes sense.
Is language an art form?
Ooh.
Like as I'm speaking to you,
are
my words art? Or does it depend on like me putting it into a specific form in order for my words to be art, like poetry, music, etc.? Or can this conversation just be art?
Ooh.
Maybe this conversation is art because it's a podcast.
I actually was thinking of something similar a few days ago. Wow. Like, I was in the shower, I was just thinking about spoken word. And I was thinking about myself because I don't write. So I thought about it. I can write words, but I can't be clever with words. And I think there's something about being clever with words that makes it artistic. Because we can all make sounds, we can all say words. But I think it's how you use those words and how you say it in a clever way that makes you think or make you go, like, how did you do that? I think that's quite artistic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buddy, that was great.
Thank you.
I'm quite interested in this conversation.
Really?
But like in terms of like language being artistic as well, I feel like it goes back to fundamentally what we were saying before about intention and because even like outside of like poetry and spoken word and things like that, I think some people talk in such a way, they might be so eloquent that the way you put sentences together is almost artistic. Do you know what I mean?
Damn. Language is art. I think I have one more thing to leave off with. Wittgenstein, philosopher, he said that the concept of art defies definition and that we'll only know it when we see it. Do you agree with him?
Pretty much. Yeah. It doesn't have a set definition. It's basically what you see, what you feel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Because we've concluded that art is in fact an emotion.
Yeah.
Bully. I've never walked away from a philosophical conversation and been like, yeah, I've actually found an answer. So thank you so much
for coming
onto this episode of The Things You Can't Touch.
Thank you for having me.
And what we absolutely did was we touched upon art and things of that nature. As the conclusion that we came to is that art is an emotion. If you agree, that's great. If you disagree, drop what you think in other comment, right, Dessa, so that we can absolutely have a conversation because I'm ready to talk to anyone about philosophy. Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Can I start that again? Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this episode of The Things You Can't Touch. I look forward to seeing you lot in the next episode.
Questions about crochet as well, you can ask me.
By DMing her on Instagram. I'll be putting her Instagram on the screen once again. Get out her TikTok. Bonnie's a dancer, guys.
LOL.
Just get out her whatever. Get out her everything. And she's very creative.
And a saxophonist and a pianist.
Right. Well. A saxophonist. So,
yeah.
Language. That word is art.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to leave off with?
Thank you for listening.
It's so fine, but I just don't understand how we keep getting here.
You don't like my handwriting. I just wanted to point that out. So you ask yourself that question.
Is it okay?
Like some people's handwriting, they're not mine.
But that has nothing to do with whether it's art or not. I just don't like it.
It's okay. People at school said that I had ugly handwriting. It's okay.
I'm bullying.